Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your news briefing. A win for the states at National Cabinet in Canberra this morning. The Premier's walking away with an extra $750 million for health and hospitals. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese agreeing to keep funding the state's COVID response.
The Commonwealth has agreed to extend the COVID funding arrangements until the 30th of December. This year.
That extension of funding gives the states and territories an additional $760 million until the end of the year. An Uber driver has had his car stolen in a brazen robbery in Beckenham. It happened around 6:30 p.m. last night. The Uber driver went to the front door and as he returned to his vehicle was shoved to the ground. The stolen Toyota Corolla took off down North Street. Premier Mark McGowan and Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis will be guests on the first Qantas direct flight to Rome next Saturday. The Mayor set to meet his counterpart in Rome, while the Premier will work to promote construction and healthcare jobs to lure European workers to move to WA. The flight departs next Saturday. We're being encouraged to get the gutters clear ahead of a weather front moving in over the metro area this afternoon. Glenn Walker from RAC Insurance says clogged up gutters can cause significant flood damage in your roof.
Our claims data shows us that that's the primary cause of damage to the inside of the house. So we'd certainly encourage people to clean your gutters, make sure your downpipes aren't blocked up and really prepare for the rainfall to come.
Former greats of the West Coast Eagles will come together tomorrow night to celebrate the 1992 Premiership win over Geelong. Coach Mick Malthouse jetted into Perth yesterday, telling 10 it's the win that changed the AFL forever.
I sincerely think that the 1992 Premiership is the most important AFL Premiership being played because it legitimised the AFL.
The Eagles hosting Geelong tomorrow at Optus Stadium. Last night, the Tigers beating the Blues. Tonight, it's the Saints and the Bombers at Marvel Stadium.
Listener.